This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We got Blaze contributor Shamika Michelle showing up about a half hour from now. We'll make fun of Dome, talk about how we think this DEI stuff stops at the bottom, but it actually rises way up to the top. All that and Nazis and so much more coming up this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, you know what time it is. Every single Monday at this time, we do Medal of Honor Monday, where we take a Medal of Honor citation. It's just a write-up of what the guy did, and we read it. The men are forgotten. Because we don't talk about them. We don't talk about their names. We don't talk about their deeds. And so they get forgotten, and we can't let that happen. All of these are available for free to anyone online. I want to encourage you for this. It's not my thing. I didn't do anything special. These men are the ones who did it. You can do this in your classroom, with your team, with your family, with your Sunday school. We can read these and talk about them, and we should. This is part of our history. We should talk about and celebrate our history in the lions who built this country. And you know, you can email the show Love, Hate, Death Threats. You can also email the show Medal of Honor citations you may like. You may have an affinity for or a relation to. We got this one. Jesse, please read out the citation for Jesus Duran. I met his children in Branson, Missouri in 2015. He survived his time in Vietnam. He was killed when he got back to the United States. I carried the national colors for a memorial dinner for a reunion for those men. As an infantry veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, I stood amongst true men. I did not get the backstory before I met these heroes, before I begrudgingly rode there. I regret my initial reaction to what I thought my weekend would be, and learned what a true honor, and will never forget those men. Another tearjerker, oh yeah, Alwin Cash. When he finally succumbed to his wounds, Cash said he was ready to meet his maker, but he wasn't sure his soldiers were. If you read either of these, please give me a heads up. I want people to hear these men's stories. Well, without further ado, here's the Medal of Honor citation for a Jesus Duran, U.S. Army, Vietnam.
Ready?
ain't
honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Specialist Ford Jesus S. Duran distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving as an acting M60 machine gunner in Company E, 2nd Battalion, 5th Cavalry, 1st Cavalry Division, Air Mobile, during combat operations against an armed enemy in the Republic of Vietnam on April 10, 1969. That afternoon, the reconnaissance platoon was moving into an elaborate enemy bunker complex when the lead elements began taking concentrated ambush fire from every side. The command post was in imminent danger of being overrun. With an M60 machine gun blazing from his hip, Specialist Ford Duran rushed forward and assumed a defensive position near the command post. As hostile forces stormed forward, Specialist Ford Duran stood tall in a cloud of dust raised by the impacting rounds and bursting grenades directed towards him and thwarted the enemy with devastating streams of machine gun fire. Learning that two seriously wounded troopers lay helplessly pinned under harassing fire, Specialist Ford Duran assaulted the suppressive enemy positions, firing deadly bursts on the run. Mounting a log, he fired directly into the enemy's foxholes, eliminating four and cutting down several others as they fled. Specialist Ford Duran then continued to pour effective fire on the disorganized and fleeing enemy. Specialist Ford Duran's extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army. And while he did survive, it was not that long after he got home. He had a wife, two kiddos. He was in a bar, of all things. It's unbelievable. These lions end up getting killed in a bar. He got stabbed in a bar and lost his life. But I think the man deserves taps. What a friggin' beast, right? Want to talk about something good? Democrats think they're losing. I'm not telling you they are losing. I believe they are. I don't know that for a fact. We never know till election day. Democrats think they're losing. And there are signs of this everywhere you look if you're paying attention. First, we went off in the first hour, in case you're just now joining us, about mass deportation, about how we have to get ourselves ready and all that. We're not going to do all that again. But let's talk again about this 60 Minutes segment. This is 60 Minutes, right? This 60 Minutes segment, and what's it about? What's the theme here? Well, the theme is mass deportation is evil. It's wrong. That's why they brought out the tearjerker family and all that.
We are a normal family like anybody else. Right? We go to church. We work every day. We pay taxes.
She's among the more than 500,000 undocumented immigrants.
Okay, you got it. But let me ask you something. Has the election already happened? Why the sudden concern? Why start the propaganda campaign already for mass deportation? That doesn't make any sense. The election isn't for a week and a day. Why would you start now? Because they think they're going to lose. That's why. They're already acting as if They've lost the election. They're doing it in a million different ways. I'll play you something else. Listen to this. Trump, as you know, you probably already heard, Trump did a rally at Madison Square Garden last night. It was packed. There were thousands of people outside who couldn't get in, and the place was completely full. This is in the belly of the beast. This is in New York City. Trump fills up Madison Square Garden. That's not a small thing. We're used to Trump putting on these big rallies, so maybe in a way we're kind of desensitized to how big that is. I'll put it to you this way. If you're a musician or a comedian and you sell out Madison Square Garden, that is on the short list on your resume. That's one of those things your family and friends have to decide after you're gone whether or not they're going to put it on your tombstone. Remember Andrew Dice Clay? He had 1 year. He was this really, really vulgar comic back in the day. Had the shortest career in the world, don't get me wrong, but for a short time, he was the biggest thing out there. And he would lead almost every interview, almost everything was sold out Madison Square Garden. That's your thing. It's not a small thing to sell out Madison Square Garden, no matter who you are. Trump sold out Madison Square Garden last night. This is how they reacted. This is Micah Brzezinski on MSNBC. Let me ask you, listen to this woman. What internal poll numbers has she seen?
I think a lot of people are seeing that rally at Madison Square Garden, seeing all those people. Doesn't mean he's going to win the race. But my point is, it's discouraging that so many people would gather and rally to hate speech in America. That it's discouraging and it hurts that people who have family in Puerto Rico, who are Puerto Rican Americans, who are American citizens, are hearing hate like that. It's discouraging. And it's not just, oh my gosh, about the race. It's, oh my gosh, how did we get here? How did we get here?
Course.
Where a stadium right. of people come to hate. That's a different country, a different time.
Does that sound like a campaign that's winning? Chris, we need that hilarious Puerto Rican joke. We're going to have to definitely play that on the air because I thought it was hysterical. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So grab that when we get to it in just a second. Do these people, does this sound like a campaign that's winning?
Nobody, to your point, Joe, Caddy K, nobody gets a pass at trashing America. Nobody gets a pass at talking like Hitler or fancying Hitler or calling our veterans or people who died for our country suckers and losers. Nobody gets a pass demonizing and degrading people. Nobody gets a pass threatening people except for convicted felon Donald Trump. Are we going to wake up?
They're losing and they know it, and it's glorious. All right, before we play this hilarious Puerto Rican joke and do some emails and move on to other things, let's do this. Let's get your T levels up. You going to be ready for mass deportation? You think you're ready? Not going to be ready if you're low T. If you're low T, you're going to be sitting home. I can't take it. I saw a crying woman today. Don't deport him, Trump. We can't have any of that. We got to be high T. We got to have high energy. You want to feel good like I feel every day? It's the energy level might be the best part. The energy level and the focus. It's like I've described it this way before. You know, you ever been on a foggy day, a foggy morning? And then the sun comes up, it warms up, and it just slowly fades and it becomes clear. That's what happens when you start a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements clear up your mind and feel good. Afternoon cup of coffee, just a convenience now. It's never needed. You want to live like that? It's Chalktober. Go get a subscription, chok.com, promo code Jesse, or call them. Text them, 50-CHOK-3000. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, we just did Medal of Honor Monday. You can email the show. We love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Republicans lead early voting in traditionally Democrat state. of Nevada. That's from Woke Spy. I'm telling you, all the signs point to good things. That doesn't mean we get complacent, does it? We don't get complacent. Keep working. And remember, even if Trump wins, can do virtually nothing without the House and the Senate. Plus, you have local elections, don't you? State House, State Senate, maybe a gubernatorial election, depending on where you are. School board races. We have four school board seats up in my area. Four of them. That's flipping the school board. The school board, the direction of the schools in my area will be decided in November. Do not sit at home. Oh, Trump's going to win anyway. Nope. Get out there. Everyone needs your vote. All right? All right. Now, speaking of Dome, speaking of the communists, they're getting increasingly desperate. And there are a few things more dangerous than a desperate communist. And I'm going to play a couple of things for you as a PSA for your personal safety, okay? I'm worried about everyone's personal safety. I'm worried about your personal safety right now. You are surrounded in this country with mentally ill people. We call those people Democrats. And they do live in a world of make-believe. They do. It's not just something I say on the radio. Things that are insane, things that are wrong, not true at all, they believe those things to be true. Look, I just played you this Micah sound, but I'll come back to it. But I have more things. Listen to this.
Nobody, to your point, Joe, Caddy K, nobody gets a pass at trashing America. Nobody gets a pass at talking like Hitler or...
Talking like Hitler?
Fancying Hitler or...
Fancying Hitler? Remember, fancying Hitler is completely made up. It's something John Kelly says he sat on for, what, 5-6 years, and he rolled it out 2 weeks before the election. There are multiple people that says that never happened at all. That's a lie. If you believe Trump did that, you believe a lie. They made that up. And now they're telling you what happened. Another lie.
Calling our veterans or people who died for our country suckers and losers. No.
Another lie. Something that never happened. Has been widely refuted. Never called veterans suckers and losers. Never did it. You know, I have no problem calling out Trump when he says something dumb or crazy. That never happened. It's a lie. The American Democrat believes this. The American Democrat believes when they hear things like this.
Made comparisons between a rally that happened at Madison Square Garden in 1939 with neo-Nazis or Nazis back then. Do you see those comparisons? And can you also expand on what he said and what you said yesterday about...
Tim Walz, what do you have to say?
Donald Trump has descended into madness over the last few weeks. And I think some of you don't miss on this. Go do your Google on this. Donald Trump's got this big rally going at Madison Square Garden. There's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the mid-1930s at Madison Square Garden. And don't think that he doesn't know for 1 second exactly what they're doing there.
You're dismissive of that. That's a lie. It's ridiculous. The American Democrat is not. Dome, she went on Shannon Sharpe's podcast.
Your Fifth Amendment right. Mm-hmm. Your Sixth Amendment right to an attorney.
Well, a lot of rights going to be gone. The First Amendment.
But the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Yes. Look, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. I don't believe we should be taking anybody's guns away. He wants to terminate the Constitution of the United States.
That's a lie. That's crazy. Yes, it's a lie. Yes, it's crazy. The average American Democrat believes these things. I didn't say this to mock them. I want you to take ownership of your personal security more, especially over the next week or so. For you, it's an election. It's important. I know all that. The average American Democrat believes this is life or death. I know they're insane. I get it. I realize a lot of them are demonic. I know. I got all that. Be careful. What does that mean? Be careful. Put your phone in your pocket. Not when you're home. I don't care. Sit and veg out on your phone. I don't care. When you're out and about, put your phone in your pocket. When you are going to vote, keep your freaking phone in your pocket and your eyes open. Eyes open. Look around. Your eyes are the best weapon you have. There are crazy, murderous Democrats all over this country. They've already committed 400 acts of violence during Trump's first 4 years. They tried to murder him twice in just the last couple months. Violent, deranged people who think they're fighting Hitler. Be careful, okay? All I'm saying is be careful. That's it. Daddy Jesse's done. I'm done. We're going to move on. Let's do some emails before we talk about the Washington Post and Kamala and other things. Now, here's one for you. Hi, Jesse. I work security at a Verizon store through a third-party company. I hear so many people come in here and complain about customer service from another non-English speaking country, screwing up all kinds of things. Even the employees get frustrated. As the unsatisfied customers are leaving, I discreetly let them know about Pure Talk and how they're veteran American-based anti-communists. I like to think I'm doing my part, working in the belly of the beast. Like that rant you did about the 12 Hebrew spies in the Old Testament, I'd make a superior risk player. Please don't say my name. I love the show. Wanted to offer my condolences for your father, praying for you and your family. Thank you for your prayers. And do not pay Verizon to dump on your country and hire foreigners. You know when you switch to Pure Talk, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you'll get a hold of Pure Talk. And do you know they're going to speak English and understand English? Because they're Americans. Pure Talk is so American, they wanted to hire Americans based right here. Right here. Their CEO fought for this country in Vietnam. As American as it gets. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk, okay? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Shamika Michelle joins us next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a
Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now is my friend. It's been too long since we've had Shamika on. My friend, Blaze contributor, Shamika Michelle. Shamika, let me ask you something. I've been on this hot tonight, so let me ask you. The American people, the American right, we'll just focus on the American right. Are they ready emotionally for mass deportation? Because they've caved every time on everything. Shamika, are they ready this time?
You know, Jesse, I have to say I really hope so. And I do think that they will be fueled by more people who maybe weren't paying close enough attention. Like, I know for myself, the neighborhood that I grew up in, it's really bad. And so people that 4 years ago were telling me, you know, I was mean or I needed to have more compassion, they're saying, we're voting with you this time because now we see what you mean. So okay. I'm hoping, you know.
Tell me about this neighborhood. What happened to it? Where is it?
We're in Durham, North Carolina. And honestly, it was a black neighborhood. But now it's just full of illegal immigrants. You know, you'll be listening to Spanish music all time of the night, trash all in the yard. And these are like people that have owned their homes for 50 or 60 years. So to have some people to come in because of, you know, death, maybe families moved out or sold the home. And so to now have people come in that will leave a yard full of trash, it's just not the greatest experience. So they're seeing it now personally that these people coming in, they're not moving to the suburbs. You know, they're not in Martha's Vineyard. They're moving to the places where it's low income and they're not coming with the best intentions. So not only is the city more dirty, crime is up, and I think people are fed up. And they're watching these people get checks. You know, they get the free checks, free health care, food stamps, and people that have been struggling and working hard don't like it.
Shamika, I have this theory. I've thrown it around before on the radio that I think no one put out a press release. Obviously, no one's ever going to admit this, but I think the Democrat Party has already moved on from black people. They'll pretend for a long time, but the truth is that illegals are simply less maintenance. They don't have demands. They don't want better roads. They don't ask for better schools. You bring them in, you hand them a $500 Visa card, a SNAP check, and they'll vote Democrat for the rest of their lives. Their 19 kids will vote Democrat the rest of their lives. And the truth is some parts of the Democrat base, including black people, are simply too high maintenance in the eyes of the Democrats, and they have already moved on. That's why they took all the illegals and stuffed them in black neighborhoods every time. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. I definitely believe you, and I'm with you on that. That's why I laugh when I hear black people still talking about reparations, because I'm just thinking, first of all, if you were going to get them, you would have got them when you had your so-called first black president in office. You're not going to get them. And now they have no reason to get them to you. For all of those that keep falling for the, oh, we're going to do a study on it. How much studying do you have to do to say no, to say, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps? Because that's really where we are. If you don't get it for yourself, you're not going to get it. They have no reason to give reparations. So yeah, I totally agree. They've moved on.
Shamika, did Democrats, and this is another theory I have that makes people angry all the time, the whole tranny stuff, I always thought it was, setting aside the weird grossness of the whole thing anyway, I always thought it was the dumbest political move because it's such a tiny sliver of the population, and let's be honest, it grosses people out. Even the crazy liberal white woman who acts like she loves it, she doesn't want to be next to a 6'5" guy in Target wearing a miniskirt with his penis hanging out. It grosses her out, and she wants to leave. I've always thought it was a political mistake for them to embrace something that grosses out so many people. And I think it costs them. It makes them look like freaks, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think the people that are walking away, besides the economy, because I do think the economy is the number one, but then I also think it's the gender stuff. You know, most people don't want to be in close quarters with people they feel like are weird or strange. And it's very strange for a big grown Ken-sized man to be stuffing his foot in Barbie slippers. And parents do not want their little girls playing with little boys. It's just what it is. And so these are big concerns for people. And I think the Democrats did make a mistake by pushing this, which is why I wish Republicans would push this out a little more. Like, hey, this is what's going on. And if you don't, wise up now, you're going to be looking crazy.
Speaking with Blaze contributor Shamika Michelle. Shamika, the coalitions of the two different parties, beyond what we've already talked about, it does seem like they are changing. You know, for most of my childhood, the Republican Party was, correctly or not, viewed as the party of rich people. You know, the Democrat was more the party of working class people. And it seems like it's shifting right in front of our eyes. But am I just in a bubble? Am I crazy?
No, I think you're right, simply because I remember when Ronald Reagan won, my family, they were devastated. And I remember thinking to myself, like, okay, this is just another white man like the white man we just had. But there was this idea that Republicans were rich and racist, and Democrats were more down to earth. They loved black people. These were the ones that were going to help you through the struggle. You know, these were the ones linked in arm with you, thinking we shall overcome. And now I think as I'm older, I'm seeing that's not the case. When we see all of these elites and these billionaires say, hey, you need to vote Democrat because the Republicans are going to only give tax breaks to the rich, I'm thinking that's, like, you must think we're stupid. You think we think you're going for Democrats because you want to pay more taxes? Or, you know, I do think now Republicans are more, and I don't know if it switched because, you know, I was Democrat for so long. I'm seeing now this is more of the working class people. These are the people that get out and go to work every single day and really just want to be left alone to live some sense of normalcy and tradition, you know, America as we know it or as we knew it growing up. And now what the Democrats are doing, it's so far left. When I heard RFK say that he didn't leave the Democrats, they left him, that is exactly what I'm trying to get, like, people in my family, lifelong Democrats, to see. You may not have changed, but the party that you vote with, they have definitely changed.
Shamika, what are you having for dinner tonight?
I have no idea, to be honest, Jesse. I am doing really terrible today. Maybe steak. That's the only thing that I have that's not frozen. So,
where are you at on meatball steak subs? We had meatball subs last night, and I've really grown into a meatball sub guy as I've gotten older. I never used to care for them as a kid, but I melt some provolone on them, I dip them in ranch, and I really feel like that's about pinnacle of food.
I agree with you. I'm just agreeing with you today all around, because I just made meatballs last week, and yesterday I made homemade pizza. So I was thinking, I got this tomato sauce. Maybe I'll pull those meatballs out of the freezer and do meatballs up. Totally forgot about it.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah. I still think that sounded like Kamala Harris. I started to say, you better thank a union member.
Shamika Michelle, you are the best. You come back and join us soon. Enjoy that steak tonight. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
And Chris, I don't need you making faces when I talk about meatball subs. What's your problem? You don't like meatball subs? Corey did too. It's the ranch? Oh, you dip pizza in ranch, or at least normal. Okay, normal people dip pizza in ranch. Why wouldn't you dip a meatball sub in ranch, man? You're crazy. And the wife made them homemade yesterday with a half Italian sausage, half ground beef. And I thought I was going to have one left over today, but the kids ate too many. I wish I didn't have kids. Anyway, we'll be back. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, and we're going to get back to the news of the day, including this DEI garbage reaching the highest levels of our government, like I've warned you about. But let's do some emails first, shall we? We haven't done very many of those before I get to the emails. So, you ready to lose trust? Lose trust in the worst possible way? Here's a little story for you. I was talking to a friend last night. We were hanging out, just talking about life. And we were talking about a restaurant, a chain restaurant, a sit-down chain restaurant you would know. In fact, it's so popular, you probably have been there. The chances you've been there are very, very good. The chances you've heard of it are 100%. If you are alive, unless you're Helen Keller, you've heard of this place. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine. So, guy was in there, and he got, they have cupcakes now for dessert. Or they had cupcakes. This was a bit ago. I don't know whether they still have them. I think it was a special, but they have cupcakes as a special dessert. And he was blown away by how yummy and moist and delicious his cupcake was. And he asks the waitress, hey, where do you guys get these cupcakes? Do you make these in-house? And the waitress, obviously kind of a moron, didn't really realize what she was saying. She said, no, we get them from a local bakery, I think. I took it out of the wrapper someplace called Sara Lee. What, Chris, you've never heard of Sara Lee? Corey, would you please educate? Chris brings the show down. Chris, Sara Lee is a huge national brand, you idiot. It's like Little Debbie. They make cupcakes. The restaurant was unwrapping Sara Lee cupcakes and serving them as the special dessert, Chris. What? If I have to explain the story, Chris, you pulled. Never mind. Never mind. I need a minute.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch,
munch,
Fritos.
Oh, and I almost forgot before we get to the emails that we have that hilarious Puerto Rican joke that comedian dropped last night at Madison Square Garden. Play it, Chris.
You know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. And today people are pretending to be offended by it. Oh, shut up. You tell those same jokes with your friends. You know who tells those jokes with their friends? Puerto Ricans. So stop being offended on other people's behalf. For some reason, that's like a Western thing, being offended on behalf of other people. It's ridiculous. Jesse, please speak on behalf of the 325,000 missing children. Thanks if you do. Who's looking? What are they finding? What can we do to help? All right, so what she's referring to are the illegal kids they've brought in. And here's how it works. We know this now from whistleblower stuff and from testimony. The kids show up at the border with someone who's not a parent. It's usually a trafficker of some kind. That's why child separation is so important at the border. Anyway, they show up at the border with someone who's not a parent. They are brought into the country, they're processed, and they're put into some sort of a foster system usually. Usually they'll get into the foster system of some kind because they find out they don't have a parent. Then the child goes missing one day. This is usually prearranged, you should know. The child is told, we will find you, we know where you are, you're going to come with us. and the child gets in the van and goes. Now I'm going to say something to you that's going to be really, really sad, and it's going to make you bow your head and pray, and it should, because that's about all you can do. Have you ever seen the movie Spartan? I've told you before, it's one of my favorite movies out there. Most people haven't seen it. Spartan, it's called, with Val Kilmer. I won't go into the details, but a lot of it deals with human trafficking. It's a great movie. They tell this guy, they're looking for somebody very, very important. It's the president's daughter. She's been kidnapped by human traffickers. And they tell the guy who's looking for her, you have, I'm not quoting this verbatim, but you have 48, 72 hours to find her. And if you don't find her, then you never will. The movie Taken actually has something very, very similar to these lines. You have to find her. You have to find her very quickly. And if you don't find her quickly, she's gone. You will never, ever find her again. These children are brought here by the worst people on planet Earth. If the children are lucky, and I am stressing this, if the children are lucky, they are worked, meaning worked in the fields, worked in a factory, some upstairs loft in New York City that the doors are locked. They have them sewing on buttons or things like that. Those are the lucky ones. I need to stress that. The unlucky ones, they're, well, you can use your imagination on the perverted side of it. Their organs are harvested. Some of them are just killed. Children, look, it's not a new thing. Children's blood is something that has been valued historically because a bunch of sick freaks think it has healing properties. The 325,000 kids, we can pray and should pray that we can find some and rescue some, but they're gone. And their lives, if they are still breathing, are a living hell. And Democrats did that on purpose. Remember that. Democrats know all this, and knowing this, they opened the border of this country on purpose. And now these children, innocent kids, live a life of hell. And Democrats did it on purpose. And Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma tried to help them do it. Remember, don't ever forget, Oklahoma, James Lankford tried to help those kids get into hell. Remember that. From Christian James Lankford. We have another hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.